This is KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. The mood at City Hall today was somber as members of the City Council voted to suspend their colleague, Mark Ridley Thomas. The move came a week after a 20-count federal indictment came out accusing Ridley Thomas of bribery and corruption. He pleaded not guilty to the charges today. The council voted 11-3 in favor of the suspension. Joining us to share insights on why he chose to oppose that decision is Councilman Marquise Harris-Dawson. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Now, you made an impassioned plea in support of your colleague today, saying that the circumstances in this case are different from the previous two council members who were indicted. Can you briefly explain what sets this one apart?
Well, we have one council member that we suspended, another that we didn't, that resigned on his own. But in both cases, there was lots of illicit activity, and activity specifically connected to their role as members of the city council. So dealings with people who had business before the city council, very open pay-to-play, entertain-to-play practices going on that were not denied by either party. And that included a person who sits on the council today and voted to suspend Councilmember Ridley Thomas. I thought it was appalling and frankly at one level insulting that the things that Ridley Thomas is accused of would be compared to that kind of activity.
Now, Councilman Ridley Thomas is maintaining his innocence and has pleaded not guilty. In an effort to not be a distraction to the business of the council, he said he would be stepping back from many official duties on Monday, but not resigning. Why do you believe that was an adequate step and further action wasn't necessary?
Well, because he wouldn't be handling any city resources and wouldn't be conducting any city business or making any decisions involving city resources. And so anybody who felt like that would be a distraction or that would be a conflict should have been satisfied. I think the step today simply complicates things legally, and like the city often does, they have this kind of addiction to punishment, whether it's a homeless person on a sidewalk or one of our own colleagues, they're sort of not a punishment that people seem that they don't like. Some of my colleagues, I was very disappointed, within 90 minutes of the announcement, the itchy Twitter fingers were out there calling for the most harsh penalty possible, without investigating the charge.
Well, doesn't today's suspension by the council show decisive action and an effort to keep the council above reproach when it comes to accusations of corruption?
I think it's laughable to suggest that this council is above reproach. There are multiple members of the council that knew everything that is known today 2 years ago, and they all endorsed him to be a member of the city council. And the voters of the 10th district followed their endorsement and voted him in. When there is a political opportunity, people were happy to stand next to Ridley Thomas. And when there's a political opportunity to kick him, they were happy to kick him. I think it's quite frankly the opposite of beyond reproach. I think it's the very demonstration of reproach.
Well, amid some of the arguments that came up today was one about representation on the council for the 10th district. Would appointing an interim council member remedy that?
I think it is a partial remedy. It's better than nothing, but it's not nearly as good as allowing the person who they voted for to sit for at least until we have some indication about guilt or innocence.
Well, I mean, as you well know, this is the third indictment involving a city council member in recent years, although the alleged crimes were committed when Mr. Ridley Thomas was on the Board of Supervisors. Do you see this as a pattern, and does it indicate that L.A. needs to enact ethics reforms, and what would that look like?
Well, I think we need to have clear standards from prosecutors about what activities are prosecutable and which ones are not. I mean, we have a sitting member of the council that was involved in activities that another council member got indicted for. The indictment says that person was there and participated. They elected not to indict that person. We have other members, including our city attorney, who've been raided by the federal authorities and intimated that he made a $30 million no-bid contract inappropriately. That hasn't received an indictment yet. So it's just really unclear, I think, to both members, I think their legal representation, and more importantly, the public, about what the rules actually are. Some of this behavior, although on the other hand, it would be illegal no matter who you were. And I think that kind of behavior is very easy to dispose of.
Well, we have been speaking with Councilmember Marquise Harris-Dawson. Thank you so much for being with us on this incredibly busy and important day.
Thank you.